Milan, let's start with Stuart Gray. Any change there with his position yet?
Well, I've been talking to you guys last week as well, and as of this time, there is no changes, but that doesn't mean there couldn't be change on the end of this week or next week or sometimes in the near future anyway. But right now, there is nothing I can report to you or to our supporters. But I'm not saying that would not be done and could be done quickly, but we don't have anything at this point to report.
Would you say that Stuart Gray is still the favourite to get the job to the end of the season, or do you have other options in your head still?
Well, there's always other options, okay? Whether they are, you know, tangible or not, it's a different things, you know, and I really don't like to speculate now. I just want to say I'd like to keep stability or how we're doing things here and how we're going, and I don't think our supporters are eager either way. They're only interested that the club goes forward properly, and I think we demonstrated that. So whether we announce Stuart or somebody else in next 2 days or in next 2 weeks, you know, I think that's less important at this time. At least I demonstrated that with my decision, you know, since we lost Dave Jones.
You did say to me several weeks ago, Milan, that the ideal scenario would be for Stuart to do well and he would get the job. He's done very well. You were 6 points adrift when he took over. You've had a 6-0 thrashing of Leeds. You're into the next round of the Cup. You had a good point at Burnley on Saturday. What more does he need to do to get this job?
Well, I'm not going to negotiate with Stuart Gray on the phone, you know, or on the radio with you guys, okay? That's number one. So I don't think I'd like to discuss these things. When the time comes, you know, to sit down with Stuart and negotiate, you know, if he's the man, okay, I'll be immediately report that to you. But that's not the case at this time. So it would be totally unfair to our club, to our supporters, to Stuart, and to me, that we start to negotiate how good he is and how not good he is. We all know his results. We all know where we're going, and there is no commotion. There is no, you know, situation to cause any short-term instability. We just want to do it the right way. It's simple as that.
What conversations have you had with Stuart recently? Because we've spoken to him, and he says he's surprised he's not got it.
Well, then you know, that's, I'm not, you can't put me between, you know, you can't put you guys between Stuart and me. That's the last thing I want to do. If that's how you want to do business, then I'm not interested in going forward with that, okay? I think that's all internal. We're all, you know, doing professional things. Once we know, you know, a situation, we'll inform you. But, you know, I think it's totally unfair that I speculate and I get, you know, to tell you about Stuart. We all know what he's done, how has he done, and I expected that to be done, okay? If he hasn't done that, you know, I probably would make that decision earlier, you know, on the direction where Stuart wouldn't be here. But it's unfair for you to put me in that kind of situation that I speculate on that, and I refuse to do that.
No, just merely asking the questions. But are you due to talk to Stuart at all in the coming days about this?
I talk to Stuart 5 times a day. I just talked to Stuart 3 minutes ago, okay? We're talking about club going forward, the game of Saturday, the players we're looking for to bring in, you know, and negotiation with those players. I talk to him all the time. I go once a day to training ground to see him. There's always dialogue between Stuart and me, as always was dialogue between any manager and myself. Okay.
He's in a good position, though, isn't he? You'd say that, wouldn't you?
Well, you can, you know, say that he's in good position because he's still there, okay? So I didn't let him go and he's still there. So I guess it's a good position. Why not?
Do you agree, though, Milan, that the longer that this goes on, there is still some uncertainty around?
No, I don't agree with that. There is no answer. No, totally opposite of that. There is a stability of the club. The club is going forward. Decision, you know, I think if you guys learn on some other chairman and people to rattle things left and right quickly and making decisions, we're talking to the wrong man.
So do you still have options? You're still exploring other options before you make a decision? I mean, do you expect to make a decision on a manager one way or the other anytime soon, Milan? I suppose is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I expect to do that decision sooner than later.
Okay. How soon? Before the weekend?
Well, I can't say that. It's not unfair. You know, I just think you know, sometimes I feel you're taking advantage of me being friendly and communicative to talk to you anytime. How many other chairmen you see on the radio or interviews every week or come on, give me a break, okay?
No, listen, I appreciate you talking to me, but you'll appreciate also that you have 20,000 plus supporters who are keen to hear what you've got to say, and I'm merely putting those questions across to you now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If those supporters are listening to you, they'll be totally on my side and in my approach. You know, I there is no point for me to discuss things till they're not ready to be discussed and till we are ready to announce things. And what you're doing, you're grinding me. You know, which is your job, of course. I appreciate that and respect, but I'm not going to go for that, okay? So, and by the way, we got more than 20,000 supporters. We probably have 100,000 supporters who love this club, okay? And I do care for every one of them, and I'm doing my best job to represent their club and do the professionally as much as possible. Mm. And what I've done so far, it just demonstrates the stability of decision and the right decision to do rather than giving the manager or a caretaker 2-3 games and he gets the job and things go wrong way, then you try to do other things. And see, I'm not going for that, you know. I want stability as much as I can, okay? That's why I gave Dave Jones 16 games and everyone was against me, but I had to do it, you know, to explore that before we make a radical decision. So anyway, that's what I say, and I hope that's good enough for you. Yeah.
One final question on the manager side of things before I just want to touch on possible players coming in. Paul Ince, you've ruled him out before. Would you rule him out again?
I'm not going to discuss anything as far as other managers, other than I will be very close to make decision when that time comes. It could be this week, could be next week, could be close enough, and we'll advise you at that time, okay?
Okay. What about players coming in then? I know you've been looking. Are you getting any closer to bringing players in?
Well, if you asked me 2 hours ago, I said we were very close. But the last 3 minutes, I'm very disappointed. We just lost one player that we were going after, but there are others that we're looking as well. So I would say we're close, and our target is, to do it hopefully end of this week. We all know that whoever we bring might not be able to play in the cup game anyway, okay? But our target is to bring at least another one more striker, and then look at other things as well, okay, on the end of this week. That's our target, okay?
So Stuart's getting your backing to that end.
Well, Stuart is still there, the caretaker, okay? So he's participating on that, you know, absolutely,
Connor Wickham is with you, and I think everybody would agree that it was terrific to keep him at Hillsborough. Any word from Sunderland as to whether they're getting inquiries about him? Because obviously a few fans are nervous that he might be sold somewhere else by Sunderland before the window closes.
Well, we're in very close touch and relationship with the Sunderland people, and we are addressing to that situation, so we should know that very soon as well. And we're very happy with Connor, you know. We hope he can stay with us, but we'll see that, you know. We'll cross that bridge very soon.
Is it possible to extend it further, Milan?
Yes, it is, of course.
And would that be to the end of the season? Is that what you'd be looking at?
Yeah, that's possibly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sunderland are quite positive about that, would you say, at this point?
Well, we can't. You know, now you're asking me questions that I cannot answer. As I told you, you know, we're in touch with them, and we don't have that decision on theirs, and hopefully we'll have that soon. But when we have it, you'll definitely know that quickly.
And Stephen McPhail has signed a one-month extension today. Pleased about that?
Of course, a quality player, very experienced player, and, Stuart wants him there in the squad, so I'm very pleased with that, yes.
And in terms of the league position, Milan, and where you are in the cup, I mean, over the last few weeks, things have started to look so much better for you, haven't they?
Yes, but there's nothing for me to go and celebrate and open champagne or anything like that. And I still live under impression how not good we've done in the beginning of the season. So it's going to take some time to erase that, you know. So not there jumping for joy yet, okay, to be honest with you.
And in terms of investment, I always have to ask you at the end of every interview, is it as you were?
Well, as I told you, if I had anything changed, you know, I will let you know. There is no changes, nothing tangible, and you know, a lot of people who are interested in the club, but never seen any money or anything like that. So, same thing. What I talked to you last time when I talked to you on the phone.